Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, in the last several years, in the last decade, business has changed with the speed of light. You know, it used to be that you would walk into someone's office and they would have bookshelves worth of catalogs to find the things that they need. You would find that people would call each other and there would be salesmen calling on businesses. And today, so much is done through the Internet. The Internet's changed the world. And it's also changed the world from social media. You've just know everything about everybody. It's truly amazing. It's amazing what you read on social media. If some event happens, you go to social media, you can pretty well get a take on what the country's saying about that particular issue. And you can also get a take on what people are saying about your business. Social media has become very important. Now, social media can mean different things to different people. For some people, it's a lead generation tool. For other people, it's a credibility tool. For other people, it's just gossip. And what we need to do in our business is we need to make sure that we have a social media policy. You know, you turn the news on and you find out that something happened because someone started posting something on social media. It went viral, as they say, meaning it went all over the place. Everybody knew about it. We want to make sure that everything is done appropriately in your business. No one's putting out tweets that are inappropriate. No one's putting anything out on social media that is disrespectful to people, and that we're always putting ourselves in a position of having a positive image of the business. You can spend incredible amounts of money on marketing to build your brand and to build your name, and one of your employees can come along and decide that they're going to put a tweet up that just is not really appropriate on Twitter, or they're going to put something else on any of the other social media platforms that really makes you look bad or is disrespectful, and all of a sudden your company is in the spotlight, but not the way that you want your company to be in the spotlight. Now, you can go on the Internet and you can find all the big companies. They're all there, and they all list their social media policies, and you can decide what really works for you. But whatever you do, do that research, do it quickly, have a social media policy, let everyone in the company know what the policy is, have them sign off on it so that we don't get someone who gets angry with you, identifies you as one of their employees, and starts ranting and raving about what a terrible person you are and tries to destroy your business. Social media will not go away. It's important. It's relevant. It's quick communication. And we want to make sure that that quick communication is absolutely appropriate for your company. So look up those social media policies, and let's write one for your company that you think is important, okay? This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, you can find me on social media, and I will always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.